Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of time we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thank you for
all because of you. I'm grateful for
wasn't quite like we all wanted it to be today, but thank God anyway, amen. Sometimes we just can't go with the mechanism. We just got to go for what we know. So we just thank God today. Come on, Brother Ray, give us a prayer today. You mind giving us a prayer today? Huh?
Lift your hands. Lord, we just come before the throne of grace. And all those that are online, that hear us online, and see us on Facebook, we just want to say, faith, come together to the throne of grace. Ask the Lord that trust in our concerns and needs and expectations and desires to be more holy and more like God. And that the Lord would help those, that we thank you for helping those overnight, that he gave food, shelter, medicine, peace of mind. Protection. We just want to thank God for his everlasting mercy today and all that he does for us today. And we want to thank you for keeping our families. We want to pray for the sick. We want to pray for Errol Wiley. We want to pray for General. We want to pray for our families. We want to pray for all those that have got distresses today. And you know, the world is full of distresses. We want to thank God because God's unchanging hands don't move. God, that mercy and tender mercy upon us. We pray for Pastor Payne today to bring the word that will affect somebody's heart today and treat somebody's heart today and mind and direction, change direction around it. People will take heed today, Lord. We want to bless the Christine and her family. We want to bless those that are not here, but those that's on their way here. And we want to thank you all today, God. As Lord, we look for the homeless, those that are in prison today, thanking those to be released that's wrongly accused today, God. And Lord, we just want to afflict it, be multiplied today, and the sick make a recovery, and mended broken hearts and troubled minds be regulated today. Crooked paths be straight today. Rough seas be made smooth today, God. And we're living in a world with uneasiness. And Lord, you said if you keep our minds stayed upon thee, you'll keep us in perfect peace. So let the peace of God rule in our hearts today, rule in our minds, and rule in the street today, Father God. And Lord, some gangbanger, prostitute, pimp, and Lord, will turn their lives around today. Some alcoholic, some drug abuser will turn their lives around today. And most of all, the loss is found today, God, by your word. And so we want to thank you today for all, to give you praise for all, for you are worthy and greatly as we magnify thy name. And magnify thy word. It is written, and it is so. In Jesus' name, let us say amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Give us our scripture, sister. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
I'll be reading from Psalm 47, verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, O ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nation under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, that free of Jacob whom he loves.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Any testimonies? Any testimony, praise? Amen.
Thank God today. Give honor to God, head of my life. Thank God for saving me. On the past page, General her absence. With the cathedral today, faithful today, and Valerie not here. I think, you know, General not here today. So we just want to thank God. I just got to thank God for being alive. You know, that's the first blessing of the day, is giving us hope in your eyes. Thank God to get some frantic phone calls in the middle of the night concerning my children or my grandchildren, my relatives, enemies, or neither, my neighbors. And thank God that everyone is here today. And we just want to come together and praise God, not forsake an assembly, and that God will continue to build us up today and give us more knowledge and wisdom and understanding of his most holy word. And we just want to keep God, in our minds, in our hearts, to keep him before everything and help us, that God would help us. With his help, we can make it. So I just want to thank God for being here today, making my 53rd birthday.
Amen.
I think I was going to make it this long, but I just thank God that I'm here. And for God, I thank God that I'm saved today, not in the street, not where I want to be, but definitely not where I used to be. So I still got a long way to go, short time to make it. So I just thank God for all that he has done. In Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen. Anyone online got a testimony? Amen. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's change the atmosphere. We want to change the atmosphere. It feels kind of cold. But we got to change the atmosphere. We got to change the atmosphere. Give God another shout. Give God a shout. Amen. That's a change. Amen. That's what the Lord has said. We praise him. He'll be in our midst. And so we thank God for being in our midst. We know he's here. Well, there's two or three. That's what he said. Amen. Can we be in agreement? Can we be in an agreement with the Lord today? Amen. We want to be in agreement with God. Amen. And he said he's in the midst of us. So I just thank God for everybody's online and you on Facebook Live. Amen. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I know I said it's going to be Care Church. Amen. But we're doing it on Facebook because, you know, our recording device, amen, didn't get charged up last night. So we're stuck right where we are. But thank God anyway. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Last week was a pretty good review. Amen. That was at least 76. Amen. And so I thank God for that. There were about 76 reviews and were watched. Amen. So I appreciate God today. Amen. So, Father God, I just thank and give you the praise, Lord, for things that you have put within our heart, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that for helping us and being with us, oh, Lord, to the spirit of your word, oh, Lord. And Lord, may we speak this word, O Lord, according to your spirit and your truth. And we give the praise for blessing the word. And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. I just thanking God that this morning, you know, I didn't get it all, but in my dream this morning, I was having a dream that the Lord was writing scriptures down for me in my mind, you know. And then what God said that he wanted me to talk about today, God's divine purpose. Amen. That many a time, you know, most of us come, but we don't really know our purpose. And so when God gave it to me in the dream this morning, and they put it in the scriptures to go with it, we had to, I think he had left the television on, the thing woke me up. And I didn't get the last part of it, amen. But it would just seem like, you know, when God was speaking, it just seemed like he was just, right here, God's divine purpose. He wrote the scriptures right here, and they looked like he said, now write it down now. And it looked like I was getting ready to write the last part down, and then I woke up. Yeah. But it just showed that how God, when God says that he speaks to you in a dream or in a vision of the night, amen. When strong pains come up on your bed, that God said he would speak to us. And for me, I always, just about every Sunday morning, I normally don't try to find anything. I normally just, whatever God wakes me up to that time, that's normally what I try to do, amen? That's normally what I try to bring forth because I know that's God speaking through my spirit, amen? Speaking through my spirit, man, to say what it is that he wants. And so I've gotten to a place where I rely on God. Amen. I rely on God that whatever it is that I want to say. And normally every morning, I bang my head at night trying to find something. And I'm reading and reading and I can't find the thought. But every morning, God wakes me up at a certain time and he said, this is the thought that I want you to bring forth. And so today, you know, not trying to, you know, how sometimes we want to preach at people and do things like that. But today God said, you need to reveal my divine purpose. See, God has a purpose for mankind, and he wants it to be revealed. And so that we give us something to go after. You know, it's always like you have to put the, I always say, you put the apple in front of the horse, and the horse will pull the cart. And so God said, I want to put this apple up here. I want to put something up before you to let you know what my divine purpose is for you. Amen. That God has called us into his glory. Amen. Genesis 1 and 26 is where we're going to start today. Amen. That God's divine purpose. And this is the thing that God has wanted from the beginning. It's not something new, but man lost it when he sinned. And then sin kind of separated him from seeing what it is that God really wanted for him, and he got distracted by sin. And normally it's sin that distracts us, amen. Genesis 1:26. Can you read that for me right quick? I don't have to look for it, sister.
And God said,
"Let us
make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all."
Amen.
"And over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth."
Amen.
So God created man his own image. The image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish and subdue it."
Amen.
"And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over everything that moveth upon the earth."
Amen. That was God's divine purpose even from the beginning. That God wanted us to have dominion over the fishes of the sea, wanted us to have the dominion over the birds of the air, and over all the creeping thing and crawling thing. That was God's divine purpose from the beginning. This is what God wants us to realize, that this is what he wants from us. Amen. He wants us to be in his likeness. When he said he made them what? Male and what? Female created what? He them, amen. Male and female. And when God said that he created them male, created you male and female, amen, he said male and female created himself, them, that God, isn't that good? That God wants to create himself, us, amen. Huh? Male and female created he, them. He created himself, us, amen. He created us as himself. And so God wanted us to be just in his likeness. He wants us to be and do everything he does. And then he has, and this is why Jesus came to bring us to that place so that we can be like God. I never would have thought that God that wanted us to be just like you, just like him, amen. And we think about it, we say, he's God, he's God. You know, I can't say that I'm like God, but this was God's eternal purpose from the beginning. And then we have to know, amen, that if we're going to be like God, there are certain things, you know, the reason we don't sin because sin is not like God. God can't sin, amen. The reason you don't do the thing God tell you not to do because you won't be expressing who God is, because you see, he wants who he is to be seen in you because he's invisible. That's how much God loved us. You know, many times we say, well, I can't think about how much God loves me. Or we would say, would God do that for me? Is that what God want? God want me to be just like him? That is what he said, didn't it? And God created us in what? His own image, amen. Now, from the fall of Adam, you know, the thing about it, from the fall of Adam, when Adam began to see himself, that's where the problem started, when he began, when he saw himself. When he partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he stopped seeing God and he started seeing himself. And then he lost that image, and that's why we went into sin, because we stop seeing the image of God because we start looking at ourselves. Huh? And the reason that Adam hid from God is because he saw that he was naked and he hid from God. And God said, well, why did you hide yourself? He said, because I was naked. Adam saw himself naked. And when Adam saw himself naked, then he started seeing other things besides seeing God. See, God is an invisible God. And the reason Adam stopped seeing God, because he starts seeing himself. You see, this is why we say we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Because it's the only way you can stop seeing yourself is walk by faith. See, faith is the evidence of things not seen, and without faith is impossible to please God. And so you got to see God by faith. You can't be looking at yourself and then trying to see God. Amen. See, it's either you're going to see one or the other. If you're going to see the likeness and the image of God, you have to see God through his word. You can't look at yourself and see God, because this is why God said, I want you to walk by faith and not by sight, because you can see yourself, but don't look at yourself. Look at God. See, in the beginning, Adam wasn't looking at himself for who he was. That Adam was looking at who God was, not himself, amen. Because Adam was in the image of God, he can see himself through God, amen. And when he looked at God, he saw himself, amen. But until sin came, it was sin that separated him from the vision. See, God loves us enough to make us just like him. This was his divine purpose. From the beginning, he wanted us to be just like him. Now, even though God is in heaven, but God didn't just want to remain in heaven being unseen. God wanted himself to be seen in earth. And this is why Jesus came down, so what? You can see God in the earth, amen, because no man had seen God at any time, amen. And because no man had seen God, he had to come down to display God, or who God was and who God is and everything that about God that Jesus came to display. But this is what he wanted from mankind from the beginning. This is why he said, be fruitful and multiply. That means that they were supposed to bring forth children like unto themselves. God had already put everything in man. And because God had already put everything in man, that everything that man needed to be able to accomplish the goal that God had put him here to do, it was already within himself. God had put it in him. Amen. Hallelujah. When God breathed on the man and gave him the breath of life, and man became a living soul, that breath was a portion of God that God put within man, so that man could demonstrate himself, amen? This is what God wants from us. He wants his divine purpose to be fulfilled in the earth, and that we have dominion. Now, when Adam lost his place, then the God of this world took Adam's dominion, because Adam gave his dominion up, amen? And because Adam gave his dominion up when he fell from sin, therefore, the reason that Satan is able to do what he's doing it now, he's not doing it through his own dominion and power. He's doing it through the dominion of Adam, because Adam gave it over to him by bowing down to him. And the only reason we don't walk in dominion is because we give our dominion up. And what I mean by when I said you give our dominion up, what that means when you give your dominion up, you give your power up. You give over to the flesh. You give in to the flesh, because the flesh that once ruled you. And now, even though we are not under the flesh, amen, we're under the spirit. We're supposed to be anyway, amen. You walk in the spirit now. We're supposed to be able to follow the spirit, because it's the spirit that lead and guide us into the truth. It's the spirit that lead and guide you unto the truth. Hey, what? God is truth. It's the spirit that leads you to God. Huh? But we gave that up. Adam gave it up. That was God's eternal purpose from the beginning. Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. We're just going to go with scripture here, amen, to show you what God's divine purpose was, amen. Hallelujah. What God's purpose is. Ephesians chapter 1, I think it's verses 1 through 6. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what I saw this morning. Amen. Ephesians 1 through 6. Paul. Read.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
By the will of God, to the saints which are
Ephesus.
Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will.
Mm-hmm.
The praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has to do us, and redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace.
Amen. That's good. Amen. What is that? God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Amen. And what does that mean? That God has given us everything that he is, has put it within us. Amen. So that we can be. See, our problem is if you've been born again of water and of spirit, then everything that is in you so that you can accomplish the goal that God had purposed on you from the beginning. Amen. You can accomplish this goal. God wanted us to be a sinless people. Amen. And then our problem is today that we look at our flesh and then we identify ourselves with our flesh rather than identifying ourselves with our new nature that is in Christ Jesus. Because when you do that, amen, we always give over to sin because we always what? We always think we're supposed to be serving the flesh and we're supposed to be what? Walking after the Spirit. Huh? Because it was the purpose in the beginning for us to be what? Led by the Spirit. I believe that Romans 8 says that those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God, not trying to be. See, our problem is that God has already said that we are something, amen. But our problem is we won't believe what God has said about us, and therefore we still think that we are somebody else because we look at ourselves. Huh? Now, stop looking at your flesh and look at God, amen. See, that was the problem they had with Jesus. They couldn't see the God in Jesus for looking at his flesh, amen. And many times, you won't be able to see the God that is in you if you continue to look at your flesh. This is why he said we walk by faith and what? Not by sight. We don't look at ourselves, but we look at Jesus. Because Jesus what? Jesus was the expressed image of the person of God, and when I look at him, I'm supposed to see myself as he is. Not see myself as who I used to be, amen. And so, see, our problem is we keep looking at ourselves and beating ourselves of who we used to be and not who we are. See, if you've been born again, hallelujah, 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says what? Old things have passed away, amen, and all things have become new. When you look at the word new, that means original. Hallelujah. See, the Bible said we were born again, amen. That means that God has turned us back to the original man. Genesis 1:26, that's who we are right now, amen. That's why God has us here now. God has us here now to have dominion over things, not that the things that have dominion over us, because Adam was the God of this earth. See, everything that was in heaven, amen, God sent Adam down so that it would be on earth. You know, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, amen. And so what does God say? Everything that is in heaven, amen, praise God. God said, I want that to be on the earth, amen, praise God. The power that is in heaven, I want it to be what? Revealed in the earth, amen. Hallelujah. Who I am in the heavens, I want it to be revealed in the earth. And that is the reason that Jesus came down so we could be born again, so that what? We could be redeemed, amen, from sin, so that we could be the original man again. That has been God's purpose all this time, for us to be what? Just like Jesus, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Even Jesus said one time, I and my Father are one. St. John 10:30 said, what? I and my Father are one. He said that we are one and the same. Hallelujah. See, Jesus was one and the same God because what? We're in of Jesus yourself and say, that's not me. I'm not giving glory to God. I'm giving glory to the God of this world, amen, and not the God of heaven. You see, most of the people, the reason we keep doing the things we're doing because we want to give glory to the God of this world, amen, which is Satan himself, amen. When you sin, you're giving glory to who? You're giving glory to Satan. When you do wrong, you're giving glory to Satan. You weren't created to give glory to Satan. You was only created to what? To give glory to God. See, man started doing that when he got into a fallen state. So we can't continue to say, if you've been born again, that you are now in a fallen state anymore. You've been raised up. We got to stop making excuses for our sins. See, as long as we can make excuses for our sin and say, oh, that's just the flesh. That was my flesh. No, that was you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As long as you can make excuses for doing the things you do, amen, you will never stop doing them. We'll keep right on doing it because what? I have an excuse. And we always need excuses to do something wrong. All I need is an excuse. I kill you. Just give me an excuse. Amen. I cuss you out. Just give me an excuse. Hey, see, that's not the way God operates, amen. Praise God. God operates all the time. God is faithful. And we're supposed to be faithful just like our God because we have everything within us. God has given us a portion of himself so that we can glorify him. He said, that's been my purpose. I want to be seen in you. He said, everybody think, well, you know, he's coming back to be glorified, but where is he going to be glorified at? In the 8th chapter of Romans says he's going to be glorified in his faith. He's going to be glorified in his people. He's going to be seen in his people, amen. I'm going to reveal myself in my people. Just as he revealed himself in the Christ, amen, he's going to reveal himself in us if we would just believe. If we would just believe that that is God's purpose for our life. See, what it is, we don't know, a lot of people don't know the purpose for their life. They think their purpose is just to have a good time and go out and you know, have fun. It's nothing wrong with having joy. But God just wanted to say, I want you to have joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit, amen. I want you to rejoice in me. I want you to rejoice because of what I've done for you and not what you did for yourself. You ought to praise me, amen. Not praise yourself, but praise the God of heaven that did all things for you, amen. That is when you give God some glory because I know what God has done for me. I know his purpose for me now. See, David, that's why I should know how I ought to walk. I should know how I ought to act. Yeah, because what? I know I'm supposed to be glorified God. He created me to glorify him, not glorify the man, but glorify the Christ. Jesus never did glorify the man. He always glorified the Father, which is in heaven, because that was his purpose that he came to do. And see, when we think about the mystery of God, the mystery of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. In other words, God said, what? Your hope of being like me is the Christ got to be in you. Well, what am I saying, Paige, when I say the hope of you being glorified is the Christ that is in you? It is the Spirit that is in you. That is why God wanted to put his Spirit in you to give you hope of glory. Well, what is the hope of glory? Your hope is to be what? In the likeness of our Father. Does not the Son is always in the likeness of Father? Does not a Father bring forth a Son in his likeness? Amen. Your hope of being glorified, amen, that we can... That the purpose can be fulfilled. The purpose is always fulfilled in the Spirit. This is why he said to one of the prophets, he said, I'm not going to do it by my power. I'm not going to do it by my might, but I'm going to do it by my Spirit, says the Lord. Amen. And so you can say, see, when we talk about this word here, we say he has blessed us with all spirits of blessing where? In heavenly places. You've been blessed in heavenly places. See, now we're still thinking of earth rather than thinking of heaven. We're still trying to obtain everything on the earth rather than obtain the things of God that is in heaven. Amen. This is why we do what we do, is because we're still looking at the earth and looking at ourselves, and we're not walking by faith. If you've been born again, you are not the same person anymore. You're back to the original. Hallelujah. And I don't know why people want to, when we go out and sin, glorifying the devil, amen. I don't know why we just like doing that. Huh? I don't know. You see, if you're in the likeness of God, you're going to do the things of God. Amen. Huh? And anything that God is against, you're going to be against. Amen. See, Jesus came down to what? To remove sin. And when he came down to remove sin, amen, he wanted to get the sin out of you, what? So that you can glorify God, amen. And being that we are on the earth, we're supposed to be against sin. Because God don't like sin, amen. God can't sin, amen. And because God can't sin, he don't want you to sin, amen. And somebody said, what is sin? Sin is the transgression of the law, amen. God didn't want you, don't want you transgressing this law. Amen. God don't want you being something that you are not. You see, when you catch people trying to be something they are not, they overdo it.
Amen.
When you catch a man trying to be a woman, he overdo it. You know, women don't act like that. You're going overboard. You're trying to be something that you are not. And the reason we sin is because you're trying to be something and do something that you're not. You are not a sinner anymore. If you're saved in a way, if you have received Jesus as your Savior, amen, and been washed in the blood, you're not even a sinner anymore. God don't even consider you to be a sinner anymore. And when you sin, you're trying to be something that you're not. Do you realize that people that are saved have the hardest time? Because you're out there trying to pretend you're something that you're not. This is why somebody that's been born again, this is why they have such a hard time in the world, is because what? They're trying to be something that they're not. You've been born again. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Why do you continue identifying with the old man Adam when God has made you the new man Adam? You're trying to do something that you're not, and so therefore you overdo it. Somebody said, do I oversin? Yeah, you oversin, amen. Hallelujah. It's because you're trying to be something that you're not. Now, if you're a sinner now, amen, you're just doing what you're supposed to do. You are still in the image of the devil. And the reason you do what you do because you still love your father, the devil, is because you haven't been born again and been in the image of Jesus Christ, amen. You are still of the devil. And then what? A devil is going to do what the devil's supposed to do, amen. And a righteous man does what? A righteous man does what he's supposed to do, amen. Come on, you're not a sinner anymore. Stop identifying yourself. Oh, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, I'm a sinner. I used to be a sinner. Because you see, we take on the thought that we're still who we used to be because we take on the mind and not realizing what God has done for you and what he wanted for you to begin. His divine purpose for your life was to be like him. Amen. And to be like God now, to be like God now, you have to be like God in character. See, this is why we have to have character. Have character means be set like a statue, amen. That means we have to be unchangeable. Huh? You can't be sometime up and sometime down and sometime level to the ground, and sometime I'm in, and sometime I'm out, and sometime I got things. That's doubt and unbelief, amen. You can't be like that. That's not who you are. Why are you trying to be something that you're not? Why are you trying to reveal Adam rather than to reveal the Christ? Character. I've got to watch my mouth, amen. Because if God wouldn't say it like that, I can't say it like that. You're out of character, amen? When you're doing that, you're just out of character. Why? Because you haven't accepted who God made you. His divine purpose was what? I want to make man in my image and my likeness. Male and female. See, God is not prejudiced, amen? He made them both, what? Male and female, to be in his image and his likeness, amen? Huh? That's why he said there's no difference between male and female. Talk about spirit now, amen. Male and female, Jew or Gentile,
barbarian, Scythian, or free. We are all one in Christ Jesus. So God wanted us to make us all one. What was that one? Because what? God is one. He wanted all of us to be in the likeness of himself. Because God is. He might have different function. God can function many, many different ways. But God always wanted you to be what? Just like him. Because Jesus said, I and my Father, we are one. We are one and the same. But Jesus can say that by himself. And we can say that by ourselves, that's what God wanted to make us. Amen. Because what? We become one with him through the Spirit. Because God is Spirit. Am I identifying with my flesh, or do I identify myself in my, by my Spirit? Do I identify myself? And what is it? As a man thinketh what? Hallelujah. If I can't think like this, I would never become like this. How many with me on that, amen?
Amen?
If you can't think something, amen, you can't do something, amen. So I've got to know who God wants me to be first. So I can start what? Let this mind be in you that was what? Also in Christ Jesus. What is it? He thought it not robbery to be what? Equal to God, not above God now, amen. Let's get that right now. Not above God, but equal to God. If I can't think like that, how will I ever arrive? See, we keep preaching to the flesh all the time. We keep telling the flesh, well, you got to sin. And you got, no, you don't have to sin. Who said you have to sin because you have flesh on? I gave you what? Dominion. That's why you got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gives you dominion over yourself. It's not that it's going to be removed, but you have dominion over it. You know, as long as I can walk above something, I don't worry about it because it's underneath my feet. Come on, I can stand on it, amen. As long as I'm above that thing, amen, I don't have to worry about that thing taking me down. That is why Jesus could walk on water, amen. Huh? The reason he could walk on water, he was showing that he had dominion over the water, amen. The water was beneath his feet, amen. You got to realize that what? Sin is beneath you now, amen. Hallelujah. Sin and shame is beneath you. Those things is under your feet. That means what? You have dominion over those things, not because of the dominion that is within yourself, but it's dominion because of the power of God that is on the inside of you. But we got to come to realize that I am who God says that I am. But how many can receive that word? And the only reason you can't receive that word is because you're going to look at yourself. You're going to think it's you. No, it's not you. Jesus said, it's not I, but what? It's the Father that's in me, amen? Let me see. First John chapter 3 and verse 9. Let me show you something, amen. Verse 9, read.
Whoever is born of God doubt not commit sin. When his seed remain in him, he cannot stand because he is born of God. And if the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil, whosoever doubts, knoweth them not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother.
All right, you can stop there. But what did he say? He that is born of God. What did he say about that person? you say, well, and then, now here we go. Let me show you when you start looking at your flesh. Now, when you start looking at your flesh, I can't help it. I'm still flesh, man, you know. Paul said, no, that wasn't me. he said, it wasn't I that sinned, but what? It was my flesh, amen, praise God. I'm separate. See, I've been separated from my flesh by the Spirit. I have to recognize that I am because the Word says that I am, amen. I have to recognize that the Word says that I can't because what? It's God says that I can't. Am I going to let God be true and every man a lie and stop looking at the law that condemns me? You get me, amen. That wasn't me did it. I mean, well, Brother Page did this today, though. That wasn't me. That was my flesh did that. I'm separate from my flesh. Because what has been made new, it is my spirit that has been made new. It is my spirit that is in the image of God. It is my spirit is the one that's supposed to be directing me. It is my spirit is the one that I'm supposed to be following. Amen. I'm supposed to be led by my spirit. Adam in the beginning was supposed to be led by the spirit of the God, not looking at his flesh. He was in flesh, wasn't he in flesh for? But he was supposed to be looking at his flesh. But his eyes were supposed to be always upon Jesus Christ, which were always supposed to be looking at Jesus. Look unto Jesus, who is the what? The author and the what? The finisher of my faith. In the other words, that Jesus started this thing in faith, and he's going to finish this thing in faith. But I've got to believe that God is able to do what he said he can do. And if he said it, I'd have to accept it and believe it. But our problem is what? We can't believe it because we look at ourselves. We look at our flesh all the time. And therefore, when I'm looking at myself, I'm not walking by faith. You ever thought about that? When you look at yourself, you're not walking by faith. When you look at the man, Adam, you're not walking by faith. When you look at the man, Christ Jesus, that's where you're walking in faith. See, we always, we never let God, what God say, be true. He said he had any man who is born, whatever, whatsoever. Is your spirit born of God? Do we have some baptized believers in here today?
Amen.
Some born again believers?
Amen.
What did God say about it? Is this what God said? Are we going to receive what God said, or are we going to look at our flesh? Adam wasn't supposed to be looking at his flesh. Adam didn't see his flesh until he ate, partake of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. And as long as you don't look at that tree, amen, do you see any sin? Where there's no law, there's no transgression. My spirit don't transgress, that's me. My flesh might transgress because the law was made for you. The law was made to govern your flesh, not govern your spirit. The spirit don't need a governor. Your flesh needs one, but your spirit don't need one. Amen. And so what is the law for? The law is for the lawless. My spirit is lawless. I mean, my flesh is lawless. My spirit won't do right. But as long as you keep thinking that you can't walk holy and upright before God, what he said, he gave you all things, amen, according to holiness and righteousness. He made you holy. And he made you, and the reason he made you holy, so that you can live holy and have dominion over your flesh through the Spirit. Everything that Jesus did, he always said, I'm doing it through my Father. I'm doing it through the Spirit of God. This was God's purpose for mankind to be made like unto him. So when we look at this, we said, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. If you're not walking in righteousness, that's not of God. Amen. You don't walk unrighteous because you're not an unrighteous person anymore. As long as you think that you're unrighteous, guess what? You're going to be unrighteous. Because what? As a man thinketh what? In his heart. What? So is he. You are what you think. Come on. Whatever you think of yourself, that's what you can become. See, nothing can stand in your way if you start thinking different, amen? Praise God. A man is low is because he's thinking low, amen? A man is bound because he's thinking bondage. The reason everybody stays attached to the world, because they think they're still part of the world. That's why we associate with it, is because we still think we're part of it. And we haven't received by faith that God has separated us from the world, amen? Praise God. Huh? We was in the horrible pit, they say, but God brought us out of the horrible pit and set our feet upon a rock, amen? In other words, I gave you a hard place to be able to stand so that you won't sink. Whatever you're thinking, and not accomplish the goal that you desire to accomplish is because you got to change what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to get to a place to say what? I can do all things through what? Through the Christ that what? Strengthen me. He gives me the strength. What I have the strength? I have the strength to overcome things. I have the strength to overcome my flesh, amen. I have the strength to overcome my circumstance, amen. I have the strength to overcome the wind and the storms of life. You have the power to do it. But you got to know that God has given you that ability to be able to do it. You have power over anxiety. Well, that's what God said. But as long as I think I have to have it, I'm going to keep doing it. As long as I think this thing has power over me, it has power over me because I allow it to have power over me. Not because you have to. Because God gave us what? Dominion. Dominion is to have power. Dominion is to have the ability to overcome things that I can't overcome. But I got to change the way I think. Change the way you think. He that is born of God cannot see sin, for the seed remain in himself. Amen. Hallelujah. He that is born of God. Well, the only way you can point it out and make me a sinner is you got to use the law to do it. The only way you can condemn me and convict me, you have to use the law to do it. I'm not identifying with my flesh. I'm identifying with the Christ. Jesus never identified. You know what? I never saw what Jesus called Joseph his father.
He didn't.
He didn't consider Joseph to be his father. Amen. He considered the Father in heaven to be his father because he was a son. Have we recognized, do you realize that we are sons of God?
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, I'm a woman, I can't be a son. Amen. Well, you might be a man. How you gonna be a bride if you're a man? If she's a son, if she's a woman and can't be a son, how the man gonna be a bride? Y'all with me on that, amen? How people say things. So you can't sin. So this is what the word says about us. Am I gonna believe the word? Am I gonna believe what the law says? Coming at a time, we got to believe, we're going to believe God, or we're going to let God be true and every man a lie. Hebrews chapter 1. I'm talking about God's eternal purpose for us, that he predestinated us to be this. That means beforehand. That means everything he did it beforehand. Before he even started in it, before he made the earth, before he made the world, and everything that in it, he had already in his mind. I'm going to make somebody, I'm going to make some people to be just like me to feel the earth. This is why we're supposed to be what? You're supposed to be representing God. Because he sent you here to represent. What is that? 1 and 3? Hebrew 1 and 3. Somebody read.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
That Jesus was the express image. I know what he said. Express image. In other words, Jesus was a replica of who the invisible God was. Amen. And whenever you think about something being made, into an image, it's kind of like they put you in a mold. Have you seen how you put something in a mold? And then when you step it, that means we've been stepped. Because if Jesus was stepped, we've been stepped like under Jesus been stepped, amen. Because what? He made us what he is. When you was born again, he made you what he is. You've been stepped. Your spirit is a replica of who God is. I didn't say your flesh was, amen. I said that your spirit, the new you, you are a replica of who God, because that's who Jesus was, amen. And the way Jesus conducted himself, he expressed everything that God was. He expressed that God is a healer. He healed the sick, amen. Praise God. Because what? The God of heaven is the healer, amen.
And he said, well, by his stripes we also healed because of the stripes he took. Amen. When he opened up the eyes of the blind man, in John chapter 9, he opened up the eyes of a blind man. He showed that God, what was he doing? He was demonstrating what? That God could open up blind eyes. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, when you look in John chapter 11, you will see he raised Lazarus from the dead. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he was expressing that God, what? God is the resurrection, amen. That God can resurrect you, amen. And he said the same thing he said about you, amen. Hallelujah. He said, you can lay hands and raise the dead. Because what? I want you to glorify me. I want you to come into power like me, so that you can do the thing even as I have done, if you recognize that you've been already made in the image that I am. When you believe that you are, you become. But most of the time, we can't accept it. It's because we look at ourselves. Every time you look into the mirror, you see yourself. But that's not faith. When we talk about, we always talk about that. Well, this is the faith walk, we say, amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. When we say this is the faith walk, are you really walking by faith or are you walking by what you see? Are you walking by faith or are you walking by what you believe? If you say you believe that God can do anything, amen, that's what we say. All things are possible to what? Them that believe. If you're a believer, come on, somebody, it's possible to you. To be who God is, to be what God is, it's possible to live without fear, amen. It's possible to raise the dead. It's possible to open up the blind eye and cause them to see, amen. It's possible. Everything is possible with God. God is big, but if you don't believe it, we'll never be able to do it. If we're going to preach on my flesh and tell me who my flesh is rather than who the God is on the inside of me, how God going to rise on the inside of me? How will God rise on the inside of me, amen? If I don't believe that he's there, if I don't believe that he did what he said he was going to do, amen, how can God work in us? God can't work in unbelief. See, we doubt the word. We say we believe the word. Do you really believe the word? Just what the word said about. That we are what Jesus said, as I am in this world, so are ye. I think it's 1 John 4, I believe, maybe verse 2. As I am, he said, as he is in this world, so are we. It's exactly what we're trying to become. He said that we are. I think it's 1 John chapter 4. I believe. Let me look at 1 John. I might have missed it. First 16 and 17. 1 John verses 16 and 17. Look at the word. Let's look at the word now and cut the mess out and cut the flesh out and stop building up the flesh. And build up who we are in Christ Jesus. We got to build up our most holy faith, amen. Well, we got to pray in the Holy Ghost. When God woke me up this morning, amen, 3:30, amen, I went to bed and prayer. He said, tell them who they are. Tell them they like me. I made them in that image. This was my purpose. Read somebody. 1 John 4, what I said, 17? 16, and, maybe 16 and 17. 1 John.
And we have known and believed the love that God has for us.
Yeah, yeah. See, go back up one.
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God.
Come on now. What does it say? Whosoever that confess that what?
Jesus is the Son of God.
Do we confess that Jesus is the Son of God? Come on, say he's talking to me. Read on.
God dwelleth in him.
Oh, hold on. Come on, say God is in me.
God is in me.
Read on.
And he in God.
And I'm in God. So if he's in me and I'm in him, we're one with each other now. We're not separated from each other. Hallelujah. Come on, man. Come on, man. We're not separated from each other. What did Jesus say? I in the Father and the Father in me? But our problem is what? We don't believe what the Word says. Read on. Keep reading.
And we have known and believed the love that God has to us.
Now, why did God do this? This was God's eternal purpose from the beginning. Because he loves us, amen. What is man that thou mind for him? And the son of man that thou taking knowledge of him? Thou hast, Hebrews chapter 1, I believe, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. And you have crowned him, what? With glory and honor. That's what it says. We've been crowned with glory and honor. Not that we crowned ourselves, but we can't make ourselves something that unless God does it, what is it? We won't believe. Read on, sister, what the word says.
God is love.
God is love.
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God.
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God.
And God in him.
And God in him. Was that verse 17? Now, here it is. Now, here's God's love being made perfect in us. You see, this is why we got to understand the perfect love of God. That God loved us enough. Amen. To send his son to die for us so that we can become and to be made like unto his image so that we can become what he is. This is perfect love here, amen. It's not because I did so much for God. See, our problem is we think that we do so much for God so that God will love us, amen. That God did so much for us to demonstrate his love to us. See, we've been working hard trying to be something and not accept who God always said we are. Jesus didn't do the things he did to try to prove that he was, amen, that he was who he said he was. He did it to the glory of God, didn't he? Amen. Everything he did to give God glory. Huh? I'm doing it to demonstrate who God is in me. See, you're living righteous. You live righteous because you want to do what? You want to demonstrate what? Who God is in you. Jesus was demonstrating who the Father was in him. He wasn't doing it to be a son. He was already a son. You're living righteous. You're not living righteous to be a son. You live righteous because you are a son. You want to demonstrate that God is in you of a truth, amen. And the reason we live the way, should live the way we live, is because we want to demonstrate and be a witness that the Father is in us of a truth. That's what it's all about. You're here to demonstrate God. Your righteous living, you're demonstrating the righteousness of God, amen. Not your righteousness, amen, but the righteousness which is of God in Christ Jesus. Because what? Christ is the end of righteousness for everybody, amen. Read on, see what it says there.
Herein is our love made perfect,
uh-huh.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
So that we can have boldness in the day. So when we are judged, I can have boldness because, well, Lord, now heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or tittle of your word is going to fail, amen? God's word can't fail. If I believe God's word, if I'm on the word can't fail me. When we get in the scripture, say, what? By two immutable things, it was impossible for God to lie. His name and his word. Hallelujah. God, when we need, he don't want his name to make change, and he don't want his word to fail. He can't lie. I've got to accept what the word said about me. If I don't accept the word and not believe the word, how's the word going to work for me? You know, when we say we have a form of godliness but denying the power, when we start denying the word, you're denying the power. You're denying the word. You're denying the power of the word to change you and to make you and to shape you into the image that God wants you to be. You're denying that because you say, it can't be because of my flesh. Are y'all with me today?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Is this the word? What does it say? Keep reading.
Because as he is.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Come on. Because we still trying to think we're trying to get somewhere. Hallelujah. But he said, as he is, what?
So are we in this world.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. So are we in heaven.
Come on now. Y'all get with me now.
What is that? What? So are we where? Is that what the word said? Are we going to let God be true? Are we going to let God be true? Are we going to resort back to our flesh
and sort of identifying ourselves with our flesh rather than what the word says about me?
If I don't believe what God said about me, amen, I can never become that. You got to believe that you can do it first before you can do it, amen. You got to get it set in your mind that you're going to do it, amen. Huh? This is why we don't need to be worshiping nobody else. I know they're talking about the Antichrist getting ready to rise, amen. So he rising, amen. Praise God. Because we already know we don't worship no man because we know the kingdom is in us. Hallelujah. We're not looking for another man to come. Jesus Christ has already come. We already believe that what? He has already come in the flesh, amen. Hallelujah. He's already ascended back into the heaven. And when he went down, amen, into hell and rose from the dead, we already think we have the victory. We have to claim our victory, not because the flesh has given us victory, but we claim our victory through his victory. Because what? He did everything for you. If he did it for them, then, oh, Lord, how much. Why we keep on striving and striving and striving and striving and not accept what he's already done for us? See, that was the unbelief of Israel. God told them he was going to take them to the promised land, but they didn't believe it. God told them he was going to do something, but they wouldn't believe it. God has told you he's going to do something for you. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? That's what I'm trying to say. Do you believe he's going to do what he said he's going to do? Do you believe he's going to make you in his image? When that was his eternal purpose from the beginning, everything in the Bible has been about us. Because what? As he is in this world, what? So are we. Have you realized that yet? See, when we say we believe in the substitutionary work of Jesus Christ, what do we say? We believe that what? He took my place. He took my place. He took my place in sin. He took my place. Hallelujah. He took my place. The stripes that I should have took, he took my place. He took your place, amen. Hallelujah. The sickness, he took my place, amen. The suffering that we should have suffered. We should have suffered hell, but he took my place, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? He took your place. If he took my place, so I can live in his place, and he has already been victorious. He's already been tried. He's already been proven. He's already got the victory for me. He didn't get the victory just for himself. He got the victory for us. We have the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's where your victory is. But I got to believe that I got it. Our poverty is what? Unbelief. Our problem is unbelief. You can overcome all things through what? The Christ that strengthened me, amen. We have been not trying to get victory. We have been what? Given victory. That means it was for your charge. That means you didn't work for it. Are you with me today? Huh? That's God. I know. Flesh don't like this. Flesh don't like this, amen. Because flesh wants to have his emotion moved. It want to jump and shout, amen. But the flesh needs to receive this, amen. You need to be telling your flesh, you don't have no power over me anymore, amen. Come on, amen. Because what? God is in me, and greater is what? He that is in me than what? He that is in the world. God has given me dominion over you. And the reason Jesus tell us, you shall lay hand on the sick, you're going to cast out devil. Well, why is it? The devil don't have no power over you anymore because
through Jesus Christ. That is why the devil, you know, the angels might not rebuke the devil, but the Bible says rebuke the devil, what? And he'll flee from you. Why is it that? Because you have dominion over him. Come on, somebody. Amen. It is said that when Moses came, it is said, now, I didn't say that the Bible said, but it is said that when Moses came down out of the mountain, when he went up there to get the tables of stone, he went up in the presence of God and said as soon as he came back, now coming down the mountain, the devil met him. And the devil said to Moses, Moses, fall down and worship me. I'm the son of God. That's what the devil said. I'm the son of God. And Moses said to the devil, he said, the glory of God abides upon me. And he looked at the devil and said, where's your glory? Come on, I'm saying the devil don't have no more glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? Because God gave us that glory. Amen. Come on. Does the presence of God abide upon you? If the presence of God is upon you, that means God's glory is upon you. And because God's glory is upon you, the devil don't have power over you anymore. You have dominion. Come on, say, I got dominion.
I got dominion.
Where did I leave off at? First John 4:17. So what does that say? And what?
Because as he is,
what?
So are we
in this world. Amen. Praise God. 1 John 1:12. This is what it says about it. 1 John 1:12. Amen. Come on.
1 John 1:12.
Listen to the word now. I know you ain't shouting, amen. But listen to what the word says. This is why we got to believe the word. We got to believe what? We are sons of God, amen. We are.
Because as many as received him.
As many. And so y'all talk about it ain't no black many. It ain't no white many, amen. Come on, y'all. Come on. As many.
Mm-hmm.
As received him. Mm-hmm. What?
To them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on. Have we received him? What does that mean? You have the power of what?
To become
the sons of God, amen. See, you got to recognize who you are. See, that's why Jesus could say what? He was the son of God, amen. He taught what? God's anointing was upon him, on the inside of him. He wasn't talking about his flesh was the son, amen. He was talking about what was on the inside of him is the son. And everything he did and the way he walked and the way he talked of him that was in him. So when I speak about who I am in Christ, I'm not speaking of myself, Paul says. Well, but I'm speaking about what? Him that is in me, the new me. Hallelujah. So he gave them power. So now, being that you've been baptized and born again of the Holy Spirit, that is why Bob said, except you be born of what? Water and spirit, amen. Not just water only, because a lot of people are born of the water. Except you be born of water and spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Well, why is he saying that? I got to change you from flesh to spirit. That which is of the flesh is what? It's flesh, amen. And that which is of the spirit is spirit. Now, say John 4, I don't know what 4, but it says what? God is a spirit, amen. And they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. Now, you can't see spirit, can you? Because Jesus said the spirit blows as it listens, amen. You can hear the sound of it, you can see what it's doing, but you cannot tell it where it's coming and where it's going, amen. And so the part of you that is born of the spirit, you can't see it. But I receive it. How do I receive it? I receive it by faith. And so if you're not born again, if you haven't taken on the name of Jesus, I feel sorry for you. If you're trying to make it into the kingdom and you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, you don't belong to God. I hate to put that out like that. If you don't belong. Romans, I believe that Romans chapter 8 and 27, what does that say? Well, 8 and 17, I may have missed it. Romans chapter 8, right quick. I got to quit, y'all, amen.
8 and 6.
8 and 6, those that have not the Spirit.
Or to be carnally minded is death.
Now, here's the death. Here is our death right here. To be what?
Carnally minded.
Fleshly minded. Worldly minded. Is what? Death. And so let me tell you why we have death in us. It's because we won't get rid of the carnal mind. Where is it? It's in my thinking. We don't.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
This is why I'm going to have life and peace, because what? I know who I am. I'm not talking about who I used to be. I'm not a defeated fold anymore, amen. Come on, you're not a defeated people. And no matter what the world has said about us, we're not defeated. We might be cast down, but we're not defeated, amen. When we start thinking different, we're going to rise up. When we realize that we are the children of God, we're going to rise up, amen. We're going to rise up. We don't.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against.
Enmity. It works against. Read on.
For it is not subject to the law of God.
What? It's not subject to the law of God, huh?
Neither indeed can be.
Neither indeed can be in works or whatever can be.
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
They that are in the. Now why in the flesh you can't please God? As long as you believe in that you are you, who you used to be, you can't please God. Amen.
Amen.
As long as you think in your flesh, you can't please God. Because what? We always going to have problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to act up.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But I can't look at it. I'm going to let the law correct it, but I can't be looking at it. I got to keep in my mind that who I really am. Amen. I got to walk toward what? I got to walk toward the Christ. Read on.
But ye are not in the flesh.
Hold on. I believe God lies. What's it up? I wonder who it is. What God said true? What did the Bible say? Read that again, Jesus.
But ye are not in the flesh.
Hold on. What do we always say? What do we say, sir, when we talk about the flesh?
What, the flesh made me do it?
Yeah, you know you say that. It was the flesh made me do it. Well, you know I can't do it. We're still in the flesh. Our own mouth. How does the Bible say? You're defeated by your own mouth. Because what? You want to admit the truth. So you think you're talking truth. But you want to get the truth. If the word of God is truth, I got to say what the truth says about me. He that ordered his conversation aright, I'll show him my salvation. When you start speaking right and talking right and saying what is right and confessing what God said about you, not looking at what I'm doing, but not looking at what I went through, amen. Not looking at my circumstance, but I got to start confessing what God said about me. He says, what? Read that again.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Where are we now?
In the spirit.
Now, if I'm in the spirit, I'm like God. God is the what? If the word says, I gotta come to terms with it myself. But that's what the word says. And I can never come to terms with what the word says. Unless I start believing what the word says. Are y'all with me on that?
Amen.
But you are not in, but he said, you are not in the what?
Flesh.
And so, saints of God, stop saying you still in the flesh. You are lying. All right.
Again.
You are lying. Born again, spirit-filled people who say they are in the flesh, guess what?
Let God be true and what?
Amen.
I got to even let myself be alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do, ain't it? Is it hard to do? Because every time, you know, you wake up and you feel that pain in your...
I started out walking like this before.
And then I straight up as I went. I went, Lord, are you sure? Are you sure up in the spirit?
But take it this way. What does the word say though? Read on. I gotta quit. I'm quitting.
If so be that the Spirit dwells in you.
Hold on.
If so be that the Spirit dwells in you, is it in you? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Is it in you? Well, what is it talking to you, buddy? Read on.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit.
Now, if you don't have the Spirit. Now, here come the kicker right here. If you don't have the Spirit, what does God say?
He is none of you.
You can't be of God because you're not of spirit. You need the Holy Ghost. And there's going to be a lot of people when they get ready to face God.
And they're going to face God and not have his spirit. And you know what he's going to say? Depart from me.
You
workers of iniquity, because what? You never became part of me. I hope there's nobody on Facebook and online that you haven't received the Spirit. You ought to be after the Spirit like a dog chasing a rabbit. Don't let it be said that way. You don't have the Spirit. And even when you come in, see, when you come to the wedding and don't have the right clothes on. You can have it today on Facebook. This is God's eternal purpose for you to be made just like him. And Jesus was the express image of his person. And as Jesus was, he said, so are we. Does somebody want to be saved today? Got to quit the time. Nobody want to be saved? Amen. I just want to tell everybody on Facebook, amen. If you enjoyed it, I appreciate you enjoyed it. Amen. For God's eternal purpose. If you'd like to donate anything, you can send it to calchurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it to, Cash App, PayPal, or you can even send it Zelle. And anything that you give, we would appreciate it. And I'm going to say, the more you give, the more you receive. That's what the Bible says. I'm not going to believe what God says. I'm going to believe what folks tell me to say. Amen. The Bible says, the more you sow, the more you reap. Somebody might use the word wrong, but they don't make the word true because you used it wrong.
Amen.
Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men give in your bosom. Amen. The word is true, whether or not you use it right or not. The Bible does say men are going to do it in pretense. Amen. And so whatever you send, we would appreciate it. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's say it, amen. What are we going to give? We're going to make our confession of our faith. The Bible says confess with your mouth and believe it in your heart, right? So we're going to make a confession of our tithes and offerings. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're giving tithes and offerings today because we're believing God for jobs and better jobs. Raises and bonuses. More benefit sales and commissions.
More benefit sales and commissions.
More interest and income.
More interest and income.
We want rebates and returns. Want to get a check in the mail. And all y'all people on Social Security, amen. Sometime between the 14th and something, we're supposed to get two checks. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Gift and surprises. I want to find some money. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Somebody had some money hid for a long time, and they couldn't find it. And amen, they made a confession and they went and found that money. Amen. Finding money. Get the bills paid off. All my debt demolished. I want some oranges received. Find my uncle or somebody that left me a little bit. Amen. Praise God. Some oranges. Hey, money paid back. The loans paid off.
I shall be a lender.
And not a borrower.
Not a borrower.
I shall prosper and be in health.
I shall give
and be blessed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Will you dismiss us, Minister Ray? We're going to be dismissed from Facebook. Be dismissed from the line. Amen. Would you dismiss us? Praise God. Go ahead.
What I say unto one?
I say unto all, watch,
pray,
and live holy. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I thank all of y'all. Amen. Anybody need any prayer today? Amen. Anybody need prayer today?
You want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. But don't die without the Holy Ghost. Please. If you didn't have it, this is what's going to make us like God. This is why we're going to make it. It's the Holy Ghost that's going to do everything. It's the Holy Ghost that's doing the work for us. Not by my power, not by my might, but God said, I'm doing it by my spirit. Hallelujah. And so there's anybody. You need prayer for anything. Amen. But that God wants you to believe. Amen. I have to say, Lord, y'all can pray for me. Lord, help my unbelief.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me. Because the Lord got my unbelief. Because I want to receive this word.
But Father God, we just give her request. Let that request be known to everyone if they unbelief. If there's any unbelief in here, God, that you make an unbelief a belief. And that the one that preaches the word has to believe the word. So we ask you today, Lord, to open his understanding out for any unbelief. Open my understanding out for any unbelief. Anybody that's here under the sound of my voice. That God, unbelief, because that's one un that won't make it. It's unbelief. So God, make an unbelief become a belief in all of us, from the littlest to the greatest. We give you this praise because you said, if anyone desire righteousness, you will grant them that. If anyone thirst after righteousness, you will fulfill it. So fulfill unbelief with belief in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just thank God. Amen. God bless y'all.
I'm going to put the oil on it while I'm here.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. We needed to hear this morning, young lady. But she didn't know how to. Well, you keep telling us. Come on. Come show us until we get it.
Okay. Put your phone at me.
To what his word says. today. No matter how you're feeling or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, 'cause you're gonna the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. To die.